Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed in the mercy. His talent forever. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day long. I sing for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Shall
Good to see everybody. For a little devotional, I thought I'd just read a hymn story, one of my favorite hymns. I don't know, maybe it was read here before, but it's nothing much, but I don't know, maybe I have this mixed up. It's 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. The song 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus was written sometime between 1880 and 1882 by the Weezer M.R. Steed. The Weezer was born in 1850 in Dover, England. She came to live in Cincinnati, Ohio in 1871. She attended a camp meeting in Urbana, Ohio, and there she committed her life to serving as a missionary. Louisa married in 1875, and she and her husband had a little girl, Lily. When Lily was just 4 years old, her parents took her for a beach picnic at Long Island Sound in New York. While they were eating, a drowning boy cried for help. Mr. Steed ran into the water to save him. But as so often happens, the struggling boy pulled Mr. Steed underwater with him. They both drowned. As Louisa and Lily watched, in the days that ensued, and from her grief and wise struggle with God, Louisa wrote these words, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." I just had to think, it's not always easy to trust in Jesus. These hymns that we sing, they can challenge us, and they're an encouragement. And it's good to be here and to sing and worship the Lord. Let's come to prayer.
There's a land that is fair and gay, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place. Thank you.
Hymnal composers, which I appreciate a lot of the hymns that she wrote. Her name is Frances Havergal, and there's not too many songs in our books that we have that she wrote, but I want to give a little account of her life. Frances Havergal was born on December 14th, 1836, in Ashley, Forcestershire, England, into a cultured religious family. Her father was William Havergal, and he was a composer of many hymns. He was an influential Anglican clergyman. It is said at the age of 3, Frances could read, and at the age of 7, she was already writing verses. At the age of 4, she began reading and memorizing the Bible. At the age of 7, she was already writing her thoughts in verse. Miss Havergal was converted and committed her life to Christ in 1851, and at the age of 14, she said, "I committed my soul to the Savior. Earth and heaven seemed brighter from that moment. I did trust the Lord Jesus." But throughout her brief life, Miss Havergal was frail and delicate in health, and yet she was an avid student, a writer, and a composer. She learned several modern languages, as well as Greek and Hebrew. Frances was visiting friends at Dusseldorf, Germany, when she was 22 years old. One day she happened to see a painting of Christ on the cross with these words written above, "This I have done for you. What hast thou done for me?" Frances was so moved by the painting that she wrote several lines of poetry right then. That evening, Frances pondered her poem, decided that it was poorly written, and tossed the paper into the fireplace. But just then a gust of wind came down the chimney and blew the paper back out. It was that simple incident which marked the opening of a new chapter in Frances' life. She decided to keep the poem after all, and she took it along back home when she returned to England. At home, she showed the lines to her father, who was himself a writer of hymns and a composer of tunes. He told her that the poem was good and encouraged her to write a few more verses to complete it. She did, and her hymn-writing career was started. "I am trusting thee, Lord Jesus," one of the hymns in our black book, was said to be her favorite hymns, "I am trusting thee, Lord Jesus." She wrote several other hymns, "I gave my life for thee, take my life and let it be." Frances may have been frail physically, but her mental accomplishments were outstanding. She learned 5 languages, French, German, Greek, Hebrew, and Latin. She could read all of the Bible in the original languages. She had memorized the entire New Testament, as well as the book of Isaiah and all the Psalms. And she wrote a whole book of poetry in addition to hundreds of hymns. I think this is interesting about her. While she was writing her many fine hymns in England, Fanny Crosby, which is another favorite poetess of mine, Fanny Crosby was, of course, the blind poetess, but she was enriching lives with her favorite hymns. And although these two women never met, each was an ardent admirer of the other, even though Frances was 17 years younger than Fanny. And so frail in health all of her life, Miss Havergal one day caught a severe cold which caused inflammation of the lungs. And of course, she was in bed, and at the bottom of her bed, she had her favorite text placed where she could readily see it. And this was it: "The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses, his son cleanses us from all sin." And when told that her life was in danger, she exclaimed, "If I am really going, it's too good to be true." At another time, she responded, "Splendid to be so near the gates of heaven." At the very end, it is reported that she sang clearly, but faintly, another of her hymns, "Jesus, I Will Trust Thee with My Soul." And then, according to reports by her sister, she looked up steadfastly as if she saw the Lord. And surely nothing less heavenly could have reflected such a glorious radiance upon her face. For 10 minutes we watched that almost visible meeting with her King, and her countenance was so glad, as if she were already talking to him. And then she tried to sing, but after one sweet high note, her voice failed, and as her brother commended her soul into the Redeemer's hand, she passed away. Frances Ridley Havergal died at Caswell Bay, Swansea, Wales, June 3, 1879, at the age of 42. On her tombstone at Ashley, Worcestershire, is engraved her favorite text, 1 John 1:7. "The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin." I thought that's very interesting. It was more about her, but I thought those were the high points that I took out from them. I think we want to sing one of her, at least one of, maybe two of her hymns. You probably took notice that one of them was 82 in her green book, one of them that she wrote. 82. Might be good if we sing all 4 of them.
"I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou might ransom me and quicken from the dead. I gave my life for thee, what hast thou given for me?
Let's just sing we'll sing the first and the last verse there. No. 734.
Trusting Jesus, trust. know this song by heart. If you do, sing it worshipfully and keep your attention forward as we sing to our Savior.
Oh. Okay, the last two songs.
This I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Am I the